proof. Monasteries who claimed sole possession of a savior's foreskin must have known a holy thing is money. And so they came, pilgrims from the wetlands of the plague. They knelt, gave alms, received what solace the feeble in flesh and spirit can expect. Perhaps a couple thought of it as funny. And why not? Every idol is a toy. It always was. When I was a child, I talked to them, for them. I do it still. Photographs arranged on shelves just so. They know. Life is lonely out there without a past save the one you give them. And so you listen, talk, hear a clearer rationale for lying to your mother at the end, pretending that you know the blood of the covenant is lovely and alive in all she leaves behind. However heartsick the fetish or allegiance, the foreskin was someone's after all. I want to say a mother wept for joy. If it opened a window on a meadow that bled a brighter April than those on earth, still, when I think of it, I think of earth. I see some child's cry in the poppies, the moyle's scalpel at the break of dawn. Why pray for the dead if not for this? For God's speed on their journey home, beneath the burden of the proof they bear.